This is UN News. I'm Connor Lennon. Hundreds of migrant children are getting the chance to go to school in Indonesia's third city as part of a groundbreaking deal with the UN Migration Agency, IOM announced on Wednesday. Under the agreement, the first of its kind in the country, officials in Medan in northern Sumatra have committed to help the children, mainly of Afghan origin, attend lessons. In an interview with UN News' Michelle Kasuma, IOM spokesperson Paul Dillon said the agency is very optimistic that other cities will follow suit, given the success of the initiative.
The International Organization for Migration takes care of roughly 9,000 migrants from 24 different countries, the majority of whom are from Afghanistan in Indonesia. People who are under IOM's care receive, when they are living in community accommodations, receive a monthly stipend that allows them to take care of themselves, feed and accommodate their families in the community rather than in the detention centers around the country.
How is Indonesia helping to tackle the root cause of this movement of people? And how many people are arriving by sea this year as compared to the previous year?
The numbers of people that are coming in and registering through UNHCR has remained relatively constant over the years. There have been peaks and valleys, but it's been relatively consistent. But certainly what we've seen from the IOM side as a service provider and the one that's providing the broadest band of services to the migrants in Indonesia, since 2008, 2009, our caseload has grown from about 2,200 to where it is today, almost 9,000 people. So you can see there's been a very pronounced increase and a consistent increase annually in the number of people that have been seeking assistance from our organization. What has been consistent is the government's willingness to assist those people as best they can with the assistance of their international partners like IOM.
Recently, local education officials from Medan announced that they are signing an agreement with IOM to open the access to public school for refugee children. Can you tell us a little bit more about this initiative?
To put it in context, of the roughly 9,000 people who are under IOM's care at the moment, about 2,200 of those are under the age of 18. So it's a very significant chunk of our caseload. Of that particular group of under 18s, fewer than 800 would fit into the elementary school systems, kids aged 6 to 11, roughly. So our real focus is on ensuring that those children get a proper education. Now, to that end, we've taken a number of steps. For several years now, we've been facilitating homeschooling, which is something that many of the families are enthusiastic about because it allows them a degree of flexibility in terms of choosing the type of curriculum they would like their children to study. And we've got about 600 kids who, over the last year, have been pursuing their education through those kinds of initiatives. In addition, we're very pleased that the mayor of Medan, up in North Sumatra, signed an agreement with IOM to absorb up to 300 of those elementary school-aged kids in Medan into the local schools. For a number of years, we've been working not only in Medan, a city of 3 million people, but also in Jakarta and Makassar and other locations around the country, working with the local school boards and local school authorities to identify places within their school system that the migrant children will be allowed to attend. This, however, this initiative by the mayor's office in Medan is quite different. This is a commitment from the civic authorities in Medan to take kids in. And that's a very important first step, and we're very optimistic that when we show how successful that program is, we'll hopefully be able to replicate it in the other major centers where the largest number of migrants are residing. Ultimately, our goal is 100% of those kids are getting an education.
What is the lesson that other government can take from Indonesia? Is this alternative for countries to tackle immigration issues, especially for transit countries that offer no resettlement options?
I think that Indonesia serves as a very useful model within Southeast Asia about approaching this issue in a manner that allows you to identify alternatives to detention. We've had some great success, particularly in the 2 years since the president signed a decree on migration-related issues and refugees and migration management. Today, of those 9,000 people, there's only about 600 who remain in immigration detention centers, and we're very pleased to see from the last couple of months, increasing numbers of even those people finally being released into our care in the community where they can reside peacefully alongside other migrants, alongside their Indonesian neighbors, and pursue a life outside of the detention centers. So in this regard, I think Indonesia has been an exceptional model for other countries in Southeast Asia.